From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters. When we think about taking care of our health, dental hygiene isn't always the first thing that comes to mind. But as it turns out, it plays a big role in our overall well-being, which is why one program is offering free dental care to elementary and middle schools throughout the state. For more than a decade now, Grins on the Go has been working to make dental services more accessible, particularly for families in underserved communities. So joining us now to talk more about this program is Cammy Sinden, Manager of Community Outreach. Cammy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thank you for having me.
So, Cammy, can you tell us a little bit more about Grins on the Go and how it got started?
Absolutely. I'm so proud of our program. Delta Dental of Idaho, our mission, vision, and values played a huge part of starting this program. We believe in the power of oral health to enrich lives. We provide innovative plans, programs, and educational resources that improve the health of our communities. Oral health inspires everything we do. With more than 51 million school hours lost each year to dental disease, Delta Dental of Idaho created our Grins on the Go program. Our mobile portable dental clinics visit income qualifying elementary and middle schools throughout Idaho. We bring the services to the schools so the kids don't miss out on valuable class time.
So, Cammy, can you talk to us about the importance of oral hygiene? Because the health of our mouths can really impact our overall health. And sometimes, you know, folks may not kind of be aware of how these two things are connected.
Absolutely. We're one unit. The mouth is connected to the body. And it's really important to let people know it's one unit. The mouth is a primary pathway to the body. So there's a lot of correlation with different diseases, diabetes, heart disease, osteoporosis. There's so many different diseases that are connected to the mouth. And if you have poor oral hygiene, you're going to increase the risk of getting those diseases. Or if you have those diseases already, you could develop an oral condition. An example would be diabetes. If you have uncontrolled diabetes, then you have a higher chance of getting periodontal disease.
So can we talk a little bit more about the Grins on the Go program? How did you select, or how do you select, which schools get this mobile clinic?
So the state of Idaho publishes a report each year, the free and reduced food program, the lunch program, and we use that to identify schools that are eligible. So if they're at 50% or greater on that list, they're eligible for our program.
Is there anything that the schools have to do to qualify for the program? Or as you just mentioned, just be on that free and reduced lunch program?
Yeah, we check that list every year. If we identify a new school that would qualify, we do contact them and explain what we have to offer and see if they're interested in receiving our services.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you faced when you decided to implement this program? Because this is a big task.
It is. But we've had 17 years of experience now. So it's like a fine-tuned machine at this point. I would say the biggest challenges that we will face is just making sure the school has room for us. You know, Idaho is overcrowded, so the schools have a lot of crowding. That would be the biggest challenge. So sometimes we do have to change our schedule to make sure they do have room for us. And then also just educating the parents on what our program is and that we're just there to help.
So I'm curious, when you take your mobile clinic to a school for the first time, what are you normally seeing? And let's start with this. How many kiddos have maybe actually been to the dentist before they come to your mobile clinic?
The numbers vary. We are in over 240 schools. And just this year, for example, since 2024, I see that we've seen 5,600 kids so far since January. And about 21% of those children have never been to the dentist before. So since we start with first graders and we see first, second, fifth grade, and seventh and eighth grade, with 21% of those kids not seeing a dentist before, that's very concerning since the Academy of Pediatric Dentistry does recommend that children be seen 6 months after they get their first tooth in, which would be 1 year of age. So when we're seeing that many kids out there, it's really important that we're getting out there and seeing these kids.
Oh, and I would think some of it, Cammy, is the cost, because even if someone has insurance, a lot of times they don't have dental insurance. They might have medical insurance, or even with medical insurance, dental insurance can still be expensive. You're still paying a lot out of pocket. So are there, it just seems there's also just a lot of barriers for a lot of these kiddos to be able to get to the dentist in a timely fashion.
Yes, there are different barriers, access to care. So that's why we have the program and we bring the services to the school. It's also helping once we're there and set up, a child could be there for 5 to 10 minutes in the room with us, and then they're right back to class. So that's one of the barriers that we're helping for, is setting up, bringing the kids to us, and then not charging. This is completely free. This is Delta Dental of Idaho giving back to the community and offering these free services for children.
So what kinds of dental work do you do then if you only have a kiddo there for 5 to 10 minutes? Are you able to do like a cleaning, or what does a, you know, what does a visit look like?
We bring the child in and do an evaluation. We call it a screening, and we will polish off the teeth so that we can see the occlusal surface to make sure that there is no decay already there. We don't want to seal over existing decay. And once the tooth is clean, we evaluate it and determine if it can hold a sealant. Depending on the age of the child, we can do anywhere between 4 to 6 sealants. For the younger, 4 to 16 sealants, depending on if they're in middle school. And once we put on the sealant, we let it cure, and then we can apply fluoride if the parent has signed up for that as well.
So what? So you've been doing this for 17 years now. You go all over the state. What kind of feedback have you heard from parents over this time?
We get excellent feedback. People are very excited for our services and grateful. We get cards in the mail thanking us for our services. Schools are really great with sending us thank you cards with kids' handprints or their signatures. I appreciate how well received our program is.
How often are you at a school?
So the way we work our schedule is since we are in over 40 schools throughout the state, we do a school every 2 years. So when we step into a school, if we're seeing first, second, and fifth grade, we have a full new group of first, second, and fifth graders. And that's how we do our rotation for all the schools. There are a few schools that we do go yearly just because there's such a high need. We see a lot of decay, or they have a lot of new students coming in. So we do have a few handful of schools that we will see each year.
So how does the program really deal with disparities in dental care really across different parts of our state, Cammy? And I ask that because if you look at somewhere like the Treasure Valley, let's say, right, we have a lot of dentists. There's a lot of ways to get your teeth clean. Take out the access to pay, right? There's a lot more options. We are a rural state. There are areas of our state that if you're lucky, there might be one dentist in a 30-mile radius.
Correct. And we try to hit all of those areas. We're able to reach the underserved populations by bringing the services in our van. We can bring our equipment inside, and you know, we don't only go to schools. We do set up in other locations. We've been to Salvation Army, libraries. There are different locations that we will go to, but we bring those services to the people.
So speaking of that, you, even though we're talking specifically about Grins on the Go, which is a, your mobile clinic that goes to elementary schools and middle schools, you have a program that also provides free care to adults, correct?
We do.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. That is called our Grin Well for You program. We have had just recently, we actually did a needs assessment last year and found the need was growing for different ages of people. Our Grinwell program has always offered free dental benefits for limited income Idahoans. It's designed to help with basic dental and dental restoration needs and maybe used for a period of 1 year. And we've always offered that for 60 and above. But this last year, we were seeing a huge need for the age group of 26 to 34. So we do have a pilot program that we've implemented, and we're now offering it to that age group as well.
So do you have any plans then to expand either of these programs or maybe, you know, offer additional services in the future?
We're always looking for different ways that we can help out. And we do expand these programs depending on how many people we're enrolling. We're always looking at the data and seeing if we need to increase. We have a similar program that we offer to the youth as well. I should have added that in. We use that when we are in a school and we find a kiddo that's in pain or has an abscess. And when we contact the parent to let them know they need to get into the dentist and get that taken care of, sometimes they just don't have the finances or they don't have insurance. So we do offer that program for children as well. And we can enroll them that day so we can get them taken care of, get them in with a dentist and get them out of pain immediately.
So how do folks find you? Like if a school wants to become or see if they're eligible for the Grins on the Go program, is there anything they can do to expedite that?
Yeah, they can. We have a website for Delta Dental of Idaho, and that's just deltadentalid.com. They can also call our customer service line, our community outreach. There's so many ways they can get a hold of us.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk with us about these really wonderful programs, free programs for our kiddos, and as we talked about your adult program as well. So thanks for taking time out of your day, Cammie.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.